I start university in 1967, and the mid-60s, and I had always had to struggle with a terrible burden in school, how to not look so smart. This was awful. Girls are not supposed to be smart. Far worse than misogyny, it was a cultural expectation that girls are not smart. And in spite of my best efforts, I kept getting these damn A's. And I didn't try. It was just like it was easy or it was fun or whatever. This is social suicide. I almost in an embarrassingly large way internalized those values. This is what's in the air. It's what's in the water. Now I go to university. Well, let's actually go back to high school.
Yeah.
Because what I really loved was science. I was my father's daughter. I loved science. But we had very few choices, and we had to decide, do you want to take languages or math? Do you want to take this or science? And as far as possible, I chose the science options, but not enough. So I get to university, and at this point, I don't have the confidence, and now I also don't have the background to do what I really wanted, which was to take science, you know? So I go into a general arts program and I take psychology. What I think is interesting is that I've spent my entire career in psychology, obviously, but I've always gravitated as far to the science part of it as I could.